Well, welcome everybody. This is Duke Clark, and this is my podcast on Stories for Joshua. And we are on day 42, a time of innocence. A lot of people join groups or churches so that they can have company on their journey to find or just experience God. But the truth is, it's a personal and very private journey. Most Christian parents do all that they can to get their children to accept God or the faith that they believe in, and as a parent, I certainly understand that desire. However, the truth is that God has no grandchildren. Everyone is a direct descendant, meaning you have to find God on your own. My journey was no different. I was part of the Methodist Church since birth, as far as I know. Granddaddy was a Methodist minister, so that's what we were. We went to Jarvis Memorial United Methodist Church, right next to the fire station downtown, which was really fun when the fire alarms went off. I'm not sure when it became United. We just called it Jarvis, and everyone knew what you meant. When I say I was a part of Jarvis, that's what I mean. I went to Sunday school and church every week, Methodist Youth Fellowship, Boy Scouts, choir, and whatever else was provided. It was a great community, and a lot of friends and classmates were there. They had the best church picnics ever. I can't even describe how good it was. Nothing is better than a Southern church picnic. It was a fun place, and I enjoyed it a lot. But even though I heard about God there, I never really met him there. Now, it's nothing against the church. I'm sure there were a lot of people who did meet God there, just not me. I don't know why I never understood that finding God was a very personal journey. I just went along with the crowd, so to speak, thinking everything was fine. I had very general beliefs, but nothing very personal. That's why when I wrote about the dark night of the soul, I was so shocked that I had to do something specific. Perhaps if I had looked harder, I would have found it there at Jarvis, but I didn't know that I needed to follow that process. Since 1320 AD, with Dante's Inferno, as this character explores hell by himself, and later in 1678 AD, with John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, as the hero of the story, Christian, endeavors to stay on his lonely path, mankind has had to figure out destiny on his or her own, and then make a decision. Perhaps no one reads these masterpieces anymore, but even the example of Christ's journey along with the apostles should have told us that it's a personal decision and we have to discover what that means. Anyway, after talking to Earl Burton that night up in the dorms, I started my personal journey. For 19 years, I devoured the scriptures, read everything I could get my hands on about God, and for the 16 years that I served in the ministry, I served in every capacity possible. I was ordained and at one time managed the entire United States. I gave everything I had to the ministry and the people I served and to God. I taught the Bible in all 50 states except for the state of Mississippi. Even though I had lived there when I was young, I never got back there on my journey to teach there as an adult for some reason. I have also taught the Bible in 8 countries outside the United States. The size of the audience didn't matter. From a handful to thousands, I did it all and loved what I was doing. I can't absolutely say for sure what happened to the ministry that was so innocent when I was first a part of it. Was it greed, egos, money, power, maybe all of it? I don't know. But the infighting became unbearable. And in the fall of 1989, we parted ways. I looked at my ordination certificate after that, and it said that I was ordained as a minister of the Lord Jesus Christ. I took that to mean that my ordination was before God and not to an organization. So I have continued to serve in my own way and have now for 48 years. And it's been a very personal and rewarding thing to me. One thing I have learned over the years is not to judge another's journey. We all have ups and downs, we all hit marks, and we all miss marks. And as the scriptures say, to your own master you stand or fall. So each individual stands before God, and I'll let him sort it out. In the meantime, I plan to love and respect each person's choice to the best of my ability. I apologize if this story has been a little on the heavy side, but this has been my life, and that's what I agreed to share with you, so there it is.